It was last year in our science and technology slot that we introduced you to Farida Kaji, a grade 11 student she was then at Hoërskool Schweizerenica in the Northwest province. And she had 3D printed a prosthetic hand made from recycled plastic. So it's quite a neat tie into our previous interview, actually. And Farida told us last year how her project had been inspired by a wish to make life-changing medical technology accessible to people who need it at affordable rates. Because remember, a typical engineered prosthetic arm with an elbow joint can cost something like 150,000 rand plus. Hers, she was able to produce for well under 10,000 rand. And if this technology and use of it can be scaled up, of course, the costs come down. So we were really excited to hear last week that Farida has been chosen to represent South Africa at the International Science Fair in Taiwan. And she actually leaves in a couple of days to go over to Taiwan, along with a second student from Hoërskool Douglas in Kimberley, to represent this country at an International Science Fair, bringing together young people like herself with big ideas. Farida, it's lovely to have you on the show again this afternoon. Now 18 years old and in matric at Hoërskool Schweizerenica. Welcome back to Cape Talk.
It's so nice to be on the radio with you guys again. I can't believe it's the second time already.
Farida, for the sake of those who didn't hear the previous interview, won't you just briefly explain to us how you built that very special prosthetic arm?
Okay, so the main part is that it was 3D printed using a single-use plastic like Coke bottles and plastic bags. And I wanted to make it special, just like all the other prosthetics that cost so much money. I wanted to make mine just as special, but cost a quarter of the price, or even less than a quarter. So I took a brain stimulation game that I used to play on my phone, and I used the brain stimulation game to actually control this prosthetic hand. And what I did is I took an EEG headset and I coded the brain signals that gets read from the user into movement that gets carried out through an Arduino.
I mean, it's extraordinary to hear you say all of that and realize you are still in high school, Farida. That work was, of course, recognized at the ESCOM Expo for Young Scientists last year when the judges awarded your project a gold medal. But something quite extraordinary has happened since then. So I believe a panel of professionals and academics looked at all of those projects, searching for the representatives that they wanted to send to Taiwan to be there on behalf of South Africa, and they chose yours to be one of the two. How did you feel when you heard that your project had been selected?
I actually didn't believe it when I got the email. It took me a while to understand that I'm actually getting a chance to represent South Africa, or actually make it into the top five that would be interviewed, and then to the top three, and now down to the final two that is actually going. So I'm actually super, super excited to be going overseas and to hold my flag high and keep the country's name as high as we can, because we all know that our country really, really needs this at the time and place we're in right now.
It really does. We are all desperately looking for positive stories and reasons to be proudly South African again. You've certainly given us one of those. Now, Farida, you take your project with you to Taipei to demonstrate to all the other young scientists who are going to be there. You present your research, they present theirs, you all learn from one another. What are you hoping for from the experience beyond exposure to wonderful ideas? What do you hope to gain from this experience?
Well, I always wanted to travel, so I guess by being academically blessed, I get to travel as much as possible through, obviously, the ESCOM Expo that has done so much for us and helping us go over there and helping us with the visa applications and so on. And they also are providing tours and places to go and see when we are there. So it's going to be a cultural experience as well as an academic experience. And I'm super excited for it.
You and a 16-year-old from Kimberley heading over. When do you actually leave, Farida?
We leave on Saturday.
Okay, so our very best wishes are going with you on that airplane to Taiwan. And you have already done us proud, but it's so exciting, particularly to me, to know that two young women scientists are going to represent this country. You're in your matric year. I know you've got big dreams for the future. What's your message to other students, and particularly to other young women listening to this interview, about their futures in the STEM fields?
Just don't give up. I was actually a participant of the ESCOM Expo for Young Scientists for 7 years before I actually got a chance to even get to the interview stage of international selection. So my main thing to you is never give up. Just keep on trying.
And so today's show finishes as it started with a message of never giving up on your dreams. Fareeda Kaji, best wishes to you. Bon voyage as you get on that plane to Taipei. Fly the flag very high and really hope that the experience is everything you're hoping for and incredibly fulfilling. Our very best wishes for your matric year as well. And a wish for you from Althea in Heart Bay listening to this interview saying it's so lovely to hear this update and know that Fareeda is following her dream. What an amazing young lady. She must enjoy Taiwan. Such a beautiful country, and I wish her only the best. That's from our listener, Althea. I'm sure seconded by many others listening to this interview today. Good luck to you, Fareeda Kaji.